was just saying that your life is already planned. You planned it before you came. It's only sometimes when the soul goes back home for a short moment and then returns that it can sometimes change what is up ahead to make a new plan. Each time that the organism dies from the life and returns, the life takes on a new meaning and the life is then reorganized and planned accordingly as to what needs to come next. You know? And then when the soul returns to the body and gets on with the living of the life, and then spirit says, remember, you said that this was going to happen on this day, and this was going to happen on this day. Don't forget now. Oh, very well, okay, that is all right, say organism. And there's a prophecy, it's already there. It's already been written. Oh, thanking you. Men in the white coat say, you do this for your own self. You have a scribings down to put these things down. Diary. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, this is what the peoples in spirit, the doorkeeper and guardian do. They come and they say, this is in your diary. This is what you're going to have happen. Don't forget now.
And the girls keep diaries.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's very good to have.
You write things down each day. Things that are good. That's a diary.
Is there anything else you want to know?
I'd like to ask about the animals and what they, you know, there's some animal, I know animals are here to, that, so they may, we may learn from them as well. It just seems that some animals, like, such hideous things happen to them. And I'm wondering if it's a karmic thing, or do they just sort of go, oh, yeah, okay, I'll have that happen, or, so they don't have karma or anything like that.
No.
What about animals that, this has always kind of intrigued me. Like, I know it's only a movie, but it was based on a true story where these lions killed hundreds of people, and, you know, I always see animals as good, but sometimes animals do horrible things to each other and also to, or to people as well, and I kind of wonder what causes that, what brings that about.
It is the law of nature, always the law of nature. You have to apply the truth of this. When humankind interfere with the law of nature, then you will have disharmony, disruptions, and you will have aberrations. Now, when you look upon this and you ask yourself, how is it that the creature suddenly wants to eat you? When before time, it would not eat you.
Yeah.
It is because somewhere humankind have interfered with the process of nature. Mayhap humankind have pushed this creature off their place of living, and they no longer have a place of living any longer.
Yeah.
And mayhap these creatures reach a point where they say no more, and they fight back. Yeah. You know? There are peoples living in the path of the great elephant.
Oh yes, and they go on the
road. And they moan and get upset because elephant walks across the pasture. What a dreadful thing. So elephant has to be destroyed. Elephant gets crossed and so starts to make enemy of mankind. When before was not enemy of mankind at all. Mankind interfered with the path of nature. It is their own fault. Who suffers? Elephant. Because humankind in its greed wants something that it has not a right to.
So how come animals sometimes, you know, you see on documentaries they'll attack and kill another animal in that group, or the male kind of almost rapes another, you know, a female. That sort of, I mean, you put your human emotions onto things, but it still looks like a little bit pretty traumatic. And so I'm kind of, sometimes I just...
It is the law of nature.
Oh, okay.
How does it be that the bird kills its chicks?
Well, if they don't have enough food, then they'll do that.
Also, too, they will do it when they want to ensure that their parentage is pure with a new mate.
Yeah.
Which is what happened here. Yeah. However, it happened because it needed to happen at that precise time. So you're looking at not just a happening of nature, you are looking at the timing of it. And it is not humankind that make that timing, it is oneness that makes that timing. You know?
Yeah.
However, the death blow was dealt by the parent bird.
The daddy.
That is right.
Oh. I believed it would have been the female.
No.
No, it's the vaccine they call it.
That's right.
Yeah, when a new thing comes into the tribe and kills all the other ones. So
that's right.
And his children will be alive after
that. That's right. It is the law of nature. Oh. You may not like it.
Cats do it too.
You may not approve of it. Right. However, it is the law of nature and it must not be interfered with.
Is that kind of why step parents get a bit funny sometimes as well? They want to get rid of the old ones.
That is right. It is the law of nature. That is right.
Yeah.
That is right. However, humankind are here to learn lesson of how to rise above the animal instincts. Some do it better than others. Some never learn to love their children that are not their own. That is not what you're here to learn. You are here to learn all children, no matter whose they are. No matter whether they like them very much or not. You don't have to like somebody to love them. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some days you may not be very likable at all. You might be very unlikable. It won't stop those that love you from loving you, even when you're unlikable. Do you understand?
Yeah.
How many parents have said of their own children, never mind anybody else's children, I don't like you today, you are not a nice person. Go away, I don't want you near me. And it doesn't mean where someone to come and say to their parent, oh, you don't want your child, I'll take them away. Their parent would say, don't you dare touch child, it's my child. I kill you first. You know?
There was a child climbing on the car this morning, a little one. We were down the street and Barbara's watching them. And I said to Barbara, don't you say little Tyler, and they're too young and climbing on the car. And you can't really get out and take them off the car. The first thing they do, parents do, is what happened before, was told us off, even interfering.
Did you touch them? They were jumping on the top of the car, and they were only little people, children. But if we had interfered, they would have rushed out from the house and said, leave my children alone.
Yeah. We've been told before,
we left them jumping on the car.
Whose car were they jumping on?
I don't know. Yeah.
This is a car, this is the chariots that you have,
yes,
is that not so?
Yeah. Yes, they were jumping.
So was it yours?
No.
Your chariots?
No.
Oh, well, that's all right, they let them do what they like. It's not your responsibility,
that's
is it?
We had the feeling that we didn't want anything to happen to them.
That is so. Yeah. However, you can always go and say to the people in the house, excuse me, did you know that your child is jumping up and down all over the top of a chariot outside?
Yeah. You can go get out.
I don't feel it's awfully safe. No. However, I leave you to manage the situation. Farewell, I'm going now.
Oh, you've got to get out of the security guard. Get out of the security guard.
So when it is possible, you can say, and when it is not possible, you don't bother. You let them have the responsibility. Don't interfere with the law of nature.
That's right. Yeah, same thing.
However, humankind interfere with the law of nature all the time. And as long as humankind does this, there is going to be battle between the heavens and the earth, between light and dark, good and evil. And wherever there is a battle like that to be fought, you will find the souls of the warriors of the light battling, doing, facing the power of darkness. Face to face, that's right, little wolf, just like that. Face to face. And saying, no, you're not going to do that. You have to make this body demise before you do it. This is it. This is the call of the soul to the challenge. The challenge has been made and it is being met. The trumpet has sounded. The heavens and the earth are at war. The angels have sounded their trumpets and called all the souls that are needing to come to assist with the fight. All are being called now. You have been given this. I told you this some moons past, did I not? That Gabrielle was going to sound the trumpet and call all the souls of light to the battle. And that Mikhail was going to lift his sword with another and fight the powers of darkness once more. And the battle will take place in the heavens and on the earth. And the manifestation of this will be seen around and about you everywhere. And while this is happening, there is to be a resurrection and a new forthcoming, and then there will be an ascension. That is not a secret. That is part of the picture that you are not yet seeing. It is not a secret because the path of the Christos is not a secret. There will be a resurrection. There will be a showing of the self to the people newborn. Remember, don't touch I yet, because I am newly risen. You will find there will be a reference to this will be made, and you will know then that the organism has risen. You will know. It will be said. The words of this will be said. That will be your aha. I remember Sonji saying this. And then there will be the showing where there will be the meeting, and others will not recognize the presence to begin with until after it has gone. Didn't I know that face? Didn't I know that person? I wonder where I saw that person before. You know? And then will come the ascension. You know? When the soul will return once more back to the heavens and prepare itself for rebirth. Now do you understand? That process is going to take place. That is not going to change. That is going to take place. You will see it happening. How it's going to take place, what all the little tiny details are, that's the adventure. You know? That's the adventure. So with your animals, just make certain that you don't interfere with them. Let them follow the natural course of things, even though you might not like it sometimes.
Speaking of animals, Sanji, can you please give me the book or the chapter headings for the 5, 6, 7 chapters? I have up to four. I have 1 to 4.
Ooh.
For the bear stories, please.
I must remember now. For I, this is all one big story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I already have the rest of it already said. However, you have not yet heard it. So where are you up to?
I can't give you the information about what the content of 5 and 6 was, because I haven't actually got in contact with them yet.
Oh.
Well, that's just the way it has been. 7 was about where he went and he met the met Waidiru, and I can't tell you what 5 and 6 were about.
So mayhap you need to find out. Mayhap you need to get in touch with the feeling of the stories.
I'm getting close to getting them set up in layout form, and I was wanting this information to put it in so it was correct.
So when you actually take some of your earth moments and you read it and feel it, and then I will give you title.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Well, that's fair enough, I suppose.
Don't you feel that's good? And then they can all have their own wordage, can they not? there is another part of the story to come yet, you know. There is lots more.
I know, but I've been asked to work up the ones that we have so far, and I've been working my way through trust work to get to it, and I'm just about there.
Read the stories.
Okay.
It will give you a little insight.
Sanjay, I've got myself into a bit of a state over my job situations at the moment.
What have you done, little one?
I've got an offer of a job 4 days a week, and I don't know if I want it. And yet I offered myself to one, so I'm not sure if I'm meant to be there. So I'm having this battle of resistance of not wanting to be there, wanting to stay with Daisy. And a lot of, funny things going on between the mother and I.
Then close your eyes, take a deep breath, and imagine that in front of you are two doors. And as you look upon the doors, study them well. What do they look like, these doors?
They're brown, and one's got white gold light and the other one's kind of silver smoky light.
So, are they open or closed?
Open partly.
So let them open up now. Let the one that has the light open up wider. Mm-hmm. And look into the light. Go closer. Closer. What do you see through the door?
I see David's kitchen.
There you are, you have your answer. Don't go any further with that.
Thank you, Sanjay. I didn't want that other one. Thank you.
That is how you find out which door you have to walk through. There's only one door. Mm. You cannot walk through both of them. Sometimes everybody believes they have a choice. Nonsense! You don't have choice at all. You made all the decisions before you came to this earth, you know. How many times have I got to tell you all this story? So your decision is already made. All you have to do is wake up to it.
I know, it just felt too good being with Daisy. Mm. That I felt that maybe I had to move on.
The light will always shine out of the door that you are meant to walk through. All you have to do is to look at it, find it, walk up to it, and have a peep through to see what's behind it. And when you see what's behind it, you know that's the door you have to walk through. The door that is not so bright, that its light is not shining so well. It looks like ordinary light. It has not got oneness light behind it. That is not the door that you go through, because it is an illusion sent to confound you by the powers of darkness.
That has certainly been.
And this is part of what is happening. The powers of darkness are sending many energies about now. The powers of darkness are on the rise. Mm. The powers of light have got to step back for a little while and gather their strength, to gather their courage, their power, And then every now and again to jump out of hiding and kick something in the soft place and then run away and hide again. And then pick out and say, aha, I won that one.
So is it like the message I've always got, trust your heart, my heart was telling me about Daisy and I wasn't listening once again.
Sonji is not responsible for that.
No, it's so easy to do though, isn't it? Like you force yourself into things that you feel like you feel obligated to do because they make sense. And so it's like, okay, I'll do that, even though part of you're not taking action on it because you don't want to do it. That's what I'm doing at the moment. Or is that just being lazy? There I go, I don't know.
A little snake. Would you be able to put the soundings on about the beauty?
I'm going to need a few more clothes, please.
Oh. Is the soundings of the peoples of the earth?
The weaving or the fire prayer?
The one about the fire, not about the weavings. It is about the fire, and it is about beauty. This is a lesson. However, you can have fun with the lesson while you are learning it.
Path of Beauty?
That's the one.
Thank you.
Now, when you dance to this, listen to the words, sing them yourself from inside of you, sing them out loud to yourself and listen to them. Close your eyes and listen carefully to the words and dance with them and learn, because this is the answer to your question that you just asked now. Little wolves, don't get so cross with each other. Sit.
Thank you. Does that answer your question?
What I feel it means is that it doesn't matter, you know, what you do is what you're meant to be doing at that time, and it doesn't really matter what it sort of may be perceived as by others, and you simply need to, there's some things that you just need to do, so you do them.
You do them because you are following the path of beauty, the path of light, not because you are following the path of judgment and duty.
Yeah.
You don't follow the path of duty.
No. Yeah, so if something has no light for me in it, then that is answer enough, isn't it, really? It's not
that's
because
right.
My mind says, oh, well, that's a good way to earn money, and you need to save, and you need to do this. And yeah.
That is when you have to go back and discover which is the door that is true and which is the door that is illusion. The door of illusion is the one that comes to you from your mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm still waiting for the other door. Nothing's come yet, so I'm just waiting.
That is right.
Yeah. And I trust that it will appear.
Remember that there are times on the path of the Christos when waiting is needing to take place, just as the waiting in the tomb.
Yeah, that's what I felt as well, and that's what the runes keep telling me as well. It's just, this is the time.
So believe it.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Believe it.
Yeah.
When you fight it, that you will have difficulties.
I'll be the poster
of the day. No, same.
Fight it, always you will have problems with it.
Yes.
I don't want to do it. 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 I don't want to do it now, not ever, not at all.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
However, when you say, I will give it up, I will do it, I will do whatever I must do. Mm. However, I will fight injustice. I will fight the powers of darkness. There is a difference.
Yeah.
This is part of the lesson that you are living with this example of organism. There is a fight going on of justice and right that is taking place. You know?
Yeah.
There needs to be the fight going on. However, the fight is not fighting against what is to be. The fight is against injustice. And the wrongness and the evil, not against what is to be. Because already it has been spoken, whatever is to be, will be. My will to thy will, my life is yours, do with it as you will. The words have been spoken, they were spoken a long time past. Many moons past have been repeated many times. That truth has not changed. It has not gone anywhere. So all you have to do is take the example and use it in your own life. Do it yourself. People that come into your life don't come into your life by accident. They come to teach you something. Somebody who lives a life and by the very living of their life is demonstrating a tremendous courage in order to face the iniquities of that life. Mayhap they have been born with no arms or legs. Mayhap they have been born with no voice, no eyes to see, no ears to hear. And the way they manage to live their life with courage, with fortitude, they are a living, breathing, walking example of what you must do in your life. They are not there in your life by accident. They did not elect from spirit or choose that life just for the fun of it. It is not fun to have a life with no ears to hear or eyes to see or mouth to speak. The soul is trapped and has to live the life in this manner. What purpose had this soul come for, apart from their own karma and anything else they've come to do? They've come to be a living, walking, breathing example to you of what you need to be for yourself in your life. You take onto yourself some of that person's courage. Use it in your own life. Every time you find yourself digging your hole, as you have just said, little one, and you imagine that your difficulties of life are so great, imagine living this life in this other way that this other soul has come to live. And say to yourself, well, my life seems to be pretty terrible at the moment. However, that person has got so much courage. I'm going to copy them. Not to discount your life and your happenings of your life, just to take the example of the courage of that other one into your being and live it for yourself. That is the way of light. That is the way of Jesus. That is the way to follow. I am the truth and the light. Is it not so? And all souls that come from oneness, that are born of the light, come to demonstrate a truth. You demonstrate a truth to somebody else. You will demonstrate something that somebody else needs to have in their life. Generosity of spirit. Your generosity of spirit is an example that other peoples can take to themselves and learn to make it part of their lives also. Do you understand? Everybody has a gift to give to somebody else. That is how it works.
I feel like a bit of a failure with, because I let myself down. But I'm aware of that. But it also enlightened me about my character.
As long as you keep seeing yourself in that light, you will continue to feel the way you do. It is time for you to start to look at the examples around you and take them to yourself. That is the teacher I'm giving you this night. Take the courage of oneness into yourself that is being shown through those around you. Take organism courage for yourself. It is being demonstrated for you. Copy it. Take it into your life.
Don't feel worthy of it.
Oh, then you're going to have to do some very big workings on accepting you are the only one that can do the copying. Nobody can do it for you. Is that not so? And either you're going to get off your behind self and do it, or you're going to wallow around in the bottom of your pit and everybody's going to move off. And you're going to be there behind everybody, saying, where has everybody gone to?
I can relate to that.
Somebody will come back and look down the hole and say to you, what are you doing down there? We've all gone up there. You're a bit slow. Come on, hurry up, get out. You can do that as much as you like.
It doesn't get you anywhere.
It will not move you forward. All it will do is dig you hole bigger, deeper. So that it's, and the deeper you go now, the more wet and sloppy down the bottom it's going to be. And your feet will get stuck in the mud and you won't be able to lift them up and they'll get heavy. And you will say, oh, how am I going to get out? Everything is... I'm sinking into the ground. What a waste of energy. What a useless pastime that is. Look around you. Look at the examples of courage, of light, of joy, of sacrifice. Selfless sacrifice, not sacrifice of the matter, that is not what I'm speaking of. Sacrifice that is selfless, that is given with love.
Can I ask what's the difference? I mean, I know what a matter is, can you please explain the difference?
A matter is a soul that gives themselves to a course of some description. Is that not so?
Yeah.
Very often given to the cause of a belief or a faith. You understand?
Yeah.
However, they don't always do it with love.
Oh.
Sometimes they do it to be aggrandized, to make glorious themselves.
Oh.
It is a little I have no word for this.
It's really about, it's about the ego, isn't it?
That's
about,
right, that is it.
It's about the ego saying, hey, or the person saying, hey, I'm great, I can do this, and this is happening, and we're fighting for this, and we're going for this, and etc.
Yeah, and when you're selfless, you're simply doing it.
You do
you're
it.
You're not expecting anything.
You do it. You don't look to get the trumpets blown or any fanfares of anything happening. You just do it. It doesn't mean the trumpets won't blow. It doesn't mean the fanfares won't happen. You just do it. You do it because you must, not because you have to. Not out of duty, you do it because you must. It is the way of the light. It is the way of the warrior. Again, example. Organism is fighting the powers of darkness because organism must fight the powers of darkness, knowing that the fight is already lost.
Oh.
Knowing the fight is already lost, however, the fight must go on, not for organism, because the fighting is going to bring up in the breasts of all the people involved that are agents for darkness their iniquities. to face them in their times of sleep. And when they attempt to go to sleep, they will find their sleep disturbed by their conscience telling them they will not be able to get organism out of their minds, and what has transpired out of their minds. They will attempt to make reasonings for their actions, for the reasons they did these things and didn't do these things. And it is not going to work. They will be haunted until their souls acknowledge the wrongness of what they have done. It doesn't mean that the organism is going to win on the earth plane. However,